Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
You're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 494. I'm Amy Matheny, and wow, it is getting chilly out there. Even though it's pretty, it's chilly. Fall is definitely upon us. And, you know, I am not a coffee drinker. I am a tea drinker. So I was super excited when I heard about this amazing company out of Canada called David's Tea that is approaching and making its debut here in Chicago. So I'm very excited. We're going to have tea for the very first time here on the Queercast. As I sit down with the one of the co-owners and founders of David's Tea, David Siegel. He's super young, super cute, and there are a number of stores, like over 70 stores in Canada, but now he's starting stores in New York City, San Francisco, and our very own Chicago. And we're going to sit down here in Bucktown and talk about how this business came about and what his plans are. And there are more stores opening up on Southport and in Lincoln Park. So if you live in the Chicago area, a lot of opportunities to try David's Tea. And I have to tell you, I am a huge fan. I walked out of this interview with so much tea that I purchased, loose tea that I am enjoying so much. So I'm whatever kind of tea you like, or even if you don't think you like tea, I guarantee you they will have a warm beverage that you will love, even if you think you're not a tea drinker. Also, as things are heating up, wow, Broadway in Chicago's season is about to become hot, hot, hot. Of course, everybody's anticipating Book of Mormon, which is coming up down the pike. I cannot wait as well for the very unique and captivating Warhorse that is coming to town. And if you want to get up and have some fun, of course, we just had Kinky Boots here, and now the Nuns have moved in. And Jerry Nunn, our very own Nunn, Nunn on the Run, sits down in this show as well with Hollis Resnick. She's won like a dozen Jeff Awards here in Chicago. She is a Chicago diva, to say the least, but she's been on a number of national tours, and now she is out on tour with the brand new hit Sister Act, from the film, the hit film Sister Act, that is coming to town. So Jerry Nunn with Hollis Resnick as well. It's a big, big, big show. We're trying to heat things up here as it starts to get chillier, because you know what? We just fell back. We got an extra hour, so you're getting an extra interview on this Queercast. Ooh, it's time for some big, fat, warm news.
Vancouver is home to Western Canada's largest LGBT population, and now you can enter for your chance to win the Lights, Camera, Attraction prize package to Vancouver, British Columbia. a safe and welcoming destination for diehard shoppers, avid outdoor thrill seekers, nightlife aficionados, and dedicated food lovers, Vancouver is a world-class city offering something for everyone. From sports pubs to drag shows, leather bars to dance clubs, lounges and restaurants, Vancouver's got it all. Plus, Vancouver Pride celebrations and the Vancouver Queer Film Festival in July and August, and Whistler's Winter Pride in February. Tourism Vancouver is pleased to offer you and a guest the chance to win a trip to Vancouver in 2013. For a chance to win the Lights, Camera, Attraction sweepstakes, visit tourismvancouver.com/lights by November 30th, 2012 to enter. That's tourismvancouver.com/lights.
I'm Kurt Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News. Two young people are facing murder charges in the slaying of a gay youth on Chicago's southeast side. Jerome Carter, 16, and a 14-year-old, who will be tried as a juvenile, have been arrested for the murder of Terrence Wright, an 18-year-old gay youth. Wright was waiting for a bus at 9901 South Yates Street when the juveniles approached him and put a gun to his chest. Carter began to rummage through his pockets. Wright and the juvenile fought over the gun, and the juvenile discharged the gun into Carter's chest.
Floyd Corkins, the man accused of shooting a guard at the Washington, D.C. headquarters of the Anti-Gay Family Research Council in August, is facing additional charges, including committing an act of terrorism. Corkins is accused of shooting and wounding guard Leo Johnson after telling him he didn't like the organization's homophobic policies. Now a grand jury has added seven D.C. charges, including second-degree burglary and terrorism, to the federal charges.
In Texas, Republican State Senator John Corona has expressed his support of several pro-LGBT initiatives, saying he would support measures to ban employment discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, offer domestic partner benefits to state university employees, and allow same-sex adoptive parents to have both names on birth certificates. However, although he feels that anything that advances, encourages monogamy is a good thing, he stops short of endorsing marriage equality.
In Texas, LGBT rights advocates and allies are praising a Dallas measure that will allow same-sex domestic partners to be eligible for a medical insurance subsidy. The Dallas County Commissioner's Court voted 3-2 along party lines, Democrat being the majority, to approve a subsidy for same and opposite-sex couples who can prove they have lived together for at least 6 months.
Several alumni of the University of Georgia and the University of Florida will hold an annual football game in Jacksonville, Florida, wrote a letter asking Jacksonville to approve the expanded human rights ordinance the city rejected 2 months ago. Signees are concerned that Jacksonville, without expanding the ordinance to include gays, will lose a popular football game when its contract to host ends in 2016. Incidentally, Georgia won this year's game, held October 27th.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced that the eight DOMA cases, the Prop 8 case, and a case involving benefits for gay employees in Arizona, have all been scheduled for discussion by the justices on Tuesday, November 20th. The DOMA cases distributed to the November 20th conference include Blog versus Gill, HHS versus Massachusetts, and Massachusetts versus HHS, OPM versus Galinsky, U.S. versus Windsor, and Windsor versus U.S., Peterson versus OPM, and OPM versus Peterson. The court has also scheduled the Prop 8 case, Hollingsworth versus Perry, and a case involving state benefits in Arizona, Brewer versus Diaz.
A political ad that the National Republican Congressional Committee sponsored linked openly gay U.S. Representative David Cicilline, the Democrat from Rhode Island, to a convicted pedophile and murderer he represented as a defense attorney 20 years ago. The ad was designed to boost the chances of Republican challenger Brendan Doherty, the former head of the Rhode Island State Police.
Hurricane Sandy devastated the gay Mecca Fire Island last week. 80% of the homes facing the ocean have been damaged to some extent, while a dozen were either destroyed or simply washed out to sea.
In world news, in Cape Town, South Africa, six lesbians from Guguletu were brutally beaten in a gas station. And in Brazil, a 39-year-old trans individual was stoned to death in the city of Aracaju. The victim, known locally as Madonna, whose birth name was Amos Chagas Lima, died from her wounds after a group of people attacked her with cobblestones.
Rosario Crocetta has become the first openly gay governor of Sicily. He won the election on the Italian island with more than 30% of the votes, beating the right-wing PDL that has governed Sicily for the last decade. Crocetta is Italy's second openly gay governor after Puglia's Nichi Vendola.
In Taiwan, tens of thousands of people marched through Taipei to push for the legalization of same-sex marriage as the island marked its 10th annual gay pride event. Taiwan is one of the most cultural liberal societies in East Asia. Gay rights groups have been urging the government for years to legalize marriage equality.
A new report says that gay Europeans spend up to 50 billion euros, that's 65 billion U.S. dollars, each year on tourism. The Gay European Tourism Association has estimated the number of openly gay people in Europe to be about 26 million, or 2.6% of the population.
In France, primary school children will receive lessons about LGBT issues under new government plans. The country's Minister for Women's Rights confirmed that the Education Ministry was looking at ways to combat the rise of teen suicides resulting from homophobic bullying in schools.
Brazil held its first transgender beauty pageant October 30th in Rio de Janeiro. The event is particularly historic in the South American country, where transgender citizens have been targets of violence in recent months.
In entertainment news, after two seasons, Warner Brothers has canceled Anderson Cooper's Anderson Live. The producers tried a revamp after the first season, but the series still struggled to find viewers. However, the Queen Latifah show will launch in fall 2013. The daily syndicated talk show is executive produced by Latifah and Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, and will feature celebrity interviews, human interest stories, comedy, pop culture, and musical performances.
Openly gay actors Ian McKellen and Derek Jacobi are slated to star as a gay couple in a new sitcom. The show, tentatively titled Vicious Old Queens, will feature both actors who made their names in Shakespearean theater as an elderly gay couple living in London's Covent Garden. The show will air on ITV next year.
Openly gay director Bryan Singer will return to direct X-Men Days of Future Past. The cast includes Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, and Jennifer Lawrence.
Ricky Martin recently posted a photo showing himself only in a t-shirt, skivvies, and shoes with a shocked expression on his face. Martin is auctioning his pants to help benefit Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, a nonprofit that actively raises funds to help AIDS-related causes.
Anne Hathaway and Rihanna will anchor Saturday Night Live on November 10th, while Jeremy Renner and Maroon 5 will take over on November 17th. Hathaway, who stars in the upcoming film Les Miserables, will host for the third time. This will be Renner's first turn.
The new movie Cloud Atlas, which features transgender individual Lana Wachowski as one of its three directors, stumbled out of the box office gate. Cloud Atlas, starring Tom Hanks and Halle Berry, made only $9.4 million its opening weekend, bringing it to the number three spot just behind Argo and Hotel Transylvania.
Rihanna's newest CD, Unapologetic, will be out November 19th. But true fans can show their devotion by purchasing the limited edition Diamonds Exclusive Platinum Box edition of the album out December 11th for $250.
Actress Evan Rachel Wood of TV's True Blood married Billy Elliot star Jamie Bell after 7 years of an on-off dating relationship. Wood, who says she's bisexual, recently was criticized after joking on Twitter that Miley Cyrus could be gay because of her new hairstyle.
Actor Benedict Cumberbatch, who earned an Emmy nomination for his BBC role as Sherlock Holmes, will portray Brian Epstein, the gay fifth Beatle, in a biopic. Epstein, who died in 1967, managed the Beatles, but was also a closeted gay man and suffered from drug and gambling addictions. Cumberbatch will also appear in the upcoming Star Trek Into Darkness and the adaptation of August Osage County, where he will play Meryl Streep's nephew.
And Jodie Foster will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the upcoming Golden Globes that air on January 13th. Foster has won two Best Actress Oscars for The Accused and The Silence of the Lambs, and has directed films such as Home for the Holidays and Little Man Tate. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are co-hosting the Golden Globes.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hey, this is Del Shores, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
Hey. So for those of you who know, or maybe you don't know, I am a huge tea drinker. I'm also not a caffeine person. So looking for teas that have an opportunity for me to have an experience when in this day and age, everybody's like, let's grab coffee. I always put /tea whenever somebody emails me. So I was really excited to hear about this new tea store and experience, David's Tea, that is coming now to Chicago and has infiltrated the States. And it's a wonderful enterprise coming from a Canadian family, I guess we should say. David Siegel is the owner and partner of David's Tea. And I fell in love with tea in Vancouver about 4 or 5 years ago. So it was not a big surprise to me that the Canadians were going to teach us how to have tea. And I'm thrilled to be sitting in Bucktown with David. How are you, David?
Good, thank you.
Well, wow. Let me tell you, this is an exciting story, I think. Tell me where the idea for, are you always a tea drinker, or where did the idea for David's Tea come about?
I mean, I always liked tea, but it's amazing, you know, nobody was doing it in a fun way on the main streets of the country.
Yeah.
And I approached a cousin of mine who's a very successful fashion retailer in Canada.
Yes, you can say his name.
His name is Herschel Siegel.
And he has Le Chateau, which I've shopped at many times.
Yeah, and he's the co-founder of David's Tea, and we made a great combination of youth and experience. And
yes.
Together we went out, we found great teas. We have over 150 from all around the world. We have over 30 different caffeine-free options.
I know you do. I saw your brochure. I was so excited.
Yeah. And we found great people who were passionate about what we were doing as much as we were. And it's been fantastic for us, and we're really excited to be in Chicago.
So tell me what makes this experience different than, going to a Starbucks and ordering a tea or going to an Argo tea. Because I know the difference, but I want to know what you think the difference is.
Right. Well, I mean, first thing, when you come into our store, you get offered a sample of the tea of the day, and our blends are fantastic. I mean, we have teas like Exotica, which is a lemongrass chai. They'll have lemongrass, pineapple chunks. We sell loose leaf teas.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into the store then, and we'll ask you, do you drink your tea loose or in tea bags? And if the answer is tea bags, we'll show you how easy it is to make loose leaf tea, and we have all the accessories to do that with. And if you already drink loose leaf tea, great. We have everything from traditional teas, Japanese greens, black teas from India, Sri Lanka, to mate from South America and rooibos from South Africa, which is a caffeine-free herb.
It's Oprah's favorite kind of tea, just so you know. She likes a rooibos.
We have some amazing rooiboses. Mm-hmm. We have a cocoa chai rooibos. We have cinnamon. I mean, we have all kinds of different teas. We have Mother's Little Helper, which is a herbal blend with valerian root, chamomile. Valerian root will help you go to sleep at night. We have Forever Nuts, which is a blend of just almonds and apple and a little bit of beetroot, and it's an amazing tea blend. It's really nutty, and it turns pink in your cup. It's great hot or iced.
Yeah.
So we have so much variety, so many flavors, so many tastes, and the staff is really passionate. They're here to help you, whether you're a tea expert or you know nothing about tea. You're going to have a great time in our stores. You're going to get to explore your senses. You're going to get to hear stories about tea, and you're going to get to taste herbal infusions and teas from all over the world. And we sell it by the ounce. It's an affordable luxury. Two ounces of tea typically will run you about $7 to $10. Some can be pricier, the really high-end stuff, but that's the usual price point. And you get about 20 cups out of that.
And good deal.
The blends are beautiful. You know, we use whole chunks of ingredients. We don't grind it up into a tea bag format. So it's a great experience for everybody, I think.
Now, I said that I fell in love with teas in Canada, and I had been drinking tea, but it is a part of the culture, whether it's, British heritage, which we would say that we have as well as the influence of the East.
Yeah.
But at least you see, of course, in the Pacific area of Canada. How are you looking at strategizing and infiltrating the States to kind of make Americans feel that tea is also theirs? That we didn't kind of have to have the big tea in the ocean thing with the Brits and tea is not ours.
I think that tea is so much more than what people know in the grocery stores. It's not just Earl Grey. It's not just chamomile. There's so many flavors and tastes, and although tea is a very specific plant, it's the Camellia sinensis plant, and how you process it makes it different. we in North America and in the U.S. call anything that you put in hot or cold water, it's not coffee, tea.
Right.
So we embrace that. That's a mm-hmm. good thing. And so we find ingredients like guayusa from the Amazon jungle that has a stimulant in it that it will give you a boost like coffee will, but it won't give you the stomach jitters in the same way.
Right.
We embrace, we were just talking about rooibos a second ago. We embrace blending with ingredients like cardamom, cinnamon, fennel, apple, papaya, mango, you name it, we blend with it. And so I think that people love flavors, whether they're from Canada or the U.S., and they love great service, and they love seeing people who are passionate about what they do, who are there to deliver an experience for them. And that's what we do at David's Tea. We love tea. We have a lot of fun with tea, and we're going to show you how accessible it is and how much fun you can have really exploring all the different flavors and tastes. It's like a journey.
Yeah, and that's what I think is so different. Like, I think it's different, this experience that you get to have. Like, nowhere else in the States do you really get to have an experience with tea.
Right.
It's an afterthought, or it's the end of a meal, or, I don't know, somebody offers it to you, but the whole process here, you kind of see, as you said, from the loose tea to selecting, smelling, what do you like? There's just so much to kind of have a real personal connection with it.
Definitely.
Is what I feel about what you're doing and what I experienced from our family from the north.
Right.
So now, how many stores are in Canada? And this has happened very quickly. So how many stores are in Canada, and then how many are starting to open here in the States? Because we have listeners who are not just in Chicago. So
we'll be in San Francisco, New York City, Boston, and Chicago. We'll have 14 stores total in the U.S. by the end of the year.
Good.
And we'll have about 90 in Canada total.
Great. And what do you think about this Bucktown neighborhood?
This is an awesome area.
Yeah.
The people are really friendly. It's a great community. We're really looking to get involved in some of the local charities and mm-hmm. marathons and events or wherever we can to support mm-hmm. The community. It's a fantastic town. I'm having a lot of fun.
And what have you learned from working with Herschel, with working, as you said, kind of the experience that he brings and the enthusiasm and energy? Because it takes energy when you're on the phone before this interview.
Yeah.
You're about to have a big opening here tonight.
Sure.
You've got other stores opening.
It does.
It takes some energy. I'm sure he's happy for you to do that part.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of energy. He's one of the most successful and in my opinion innovative fashion retailers of all time. I mean,
yes.
He brought the Carnaby Street look to Canada, and he really embarked that fashion approach on us. And so we do seasonal tea collections, we do tea of the month, we do our perfect mug, for example, which comes with an infuser and a lid for steeping, comes in all kinds of seasonal prints and colors and different forms of wood tops. We do all kinds of fashionable gift sets, like we do an advent calendar around Christmas.
Nice.
So Hirsch taught us to always innovate and to really keep it fresh, colorful, and exciting for the customers.
Yeah, and it is a beautiful environment that you come in. Of course, you all will see pictures on our homepage of the store, and hopefully you will come down. How do you get over, is there a barrier that you feel of getting men through the door as opposed to tea being seen as a ladies' thing?
I mean,
nothing. There's anything wrong with the ladies, according to me.
I think tea's for everyone, we have some amazing teas for digestion. We have teas that are really good for green tea has a lot of health benefits to it that benefit men as well. Very high in antioxidants. I think tea's for everyone. I mean, I'm a guy. I drink lots of tea. I think we do get a fair amount of guys in the door. I mean, we have a whiskey white tea, which is kind of an interesting blend for guys. And we try and appeal with a lot of different flavors, strong mints. We have strong chai teas.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of sweet teas.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys like the sweet teas, too.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Yeah.
And you are going to, tonight for your opening, be mixing the teas with alcohol. And
that's
you're also, I got a wonderful little gift set sampler, so I would know a little bit about you all before I came through the door, that you give recipes with the teas for cooking with tea. And that's a
cooking,
very new thing.
Tea martinis. You know, I do a really good Earl Grey martini. Actually, Earl Grey was quite the James Bond in his day. I don't know if...
Oh, really?
Here's a guy story.
Okay, there you go.
Earl Grey got the secret of bergamot. The legend has it from saving a Chinese nobleman's daughter. And so he brought it back to Britain, and that's how, you know. So
and the most famous tea.
And he was also supposed to be quite the ladies' man. I mean, tea is cool, and we have a lot of fun with it. And I think that it really is. There's 150 blends. We'll help you find the tea for you.
Absolutely. Well, head on down if you're in the Chicago area to Bucktown, 1645 North Damon, right here at the corner of North Milwaukee and Damon. Couldn't be
or
a
online,
better location.
Davidstea.com.
We'll have that linked in our show notes. So no matter where you're listening, you can get this. And are the stores, they're open in New York right now?
Yes, currently? We have one on 3rd and 66th and one on Bleecker between 6th and 7th. And we're opening Chelsea and 22nd,
and
as well as Brooklyn on 7th.
Well, you got to be in Brooklyn these days, and Park Slope, perfect.
Yeah.
And then San Francisco.
San Francisco, we have Polk and Broadway.
Uh-huh.
We're opening Noe Valley.
Yes.
And on 24th Street, and we're opening Burlingame. On Burlingame Ave, as well as San Francisco City Center on Market Street downtown.
And then this is the first store in Chicago, but there are other locations.
It is, and
we're
opening Southport and Armitage as well. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful neighborhoods. Well, davidstea.com. We'll have that linked in our show notes, and I'm going to get a little bit of a tour of the store and a cup of tea. But
yeah,
David, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hello, this is your girl Lady Gaga, and you're on the Windy City Queercast.
Culture Club, Culture Club, Culture Club. Theater,
music,
dance,
art,
performance,
provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
queer,
innovative,
campy,
edgy,
original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of November 5th, 2012, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Don't miss the 10 Men of Gentlemen's Rule, the hot new singing sensation making their debut at the Riverfront Theater, November 13th through the 22nd. For tickets to Gentlemen's Rule, visit riverfronttheater.com.
Olivia Newton-John is coming to the Paramount in Aurora for one night only. Sing along to the hits you love like Xanadu, Let Me Be There, and of course, Physical. One night only, November 10th. For tickets, visit ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com.
Hailed as hotter than hot, River North Dance Chicago returns to the Harris Theater for two performances, only November 16th and 17th. Celebrating his 20th anniversary, artistic director Frank Chavez curates an evening of the company's most compelling works, including two world premieres. Tickets start at just $30. Visit rivernorthchicago.com.
Don't miss Black Ensemble Theater's highly recommended musical, One Name Only, and enjoy the songs of all your favorite divas. The Tribune says it's one heck of a good time. The Sun-Times says it sizzles. For tickets to One Name Only, visit blackensembletheater.org, playing only through November 11th at the new Black Ensemble Theater, 4450 North Clark Street.
And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you. So go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
Look at my style. Could it be more glam? Look at my look. Can you say hot damn? Look and at once you know what I am. Me, I'm fabulous, baby. There she goes. Fantasizing again.
Baby, whatever you sniffing, I want me some.
Look at my moves, don't they blow your mind? Drama and talent and sex combined. Hell, you could tell even if you're blind. See, I'm fabulous, baby. I'm meant to be where the spotlight shines. Born to be on display. Built to be dressed to the 99s and red.
Well, Jerry Nunn is our very own Nunn, our Nunn on the Run, and he sits down with now a Nunn on tour, That is Hollis Resnick, Chicago's very own, who is starring in Sister Act, gloriously Broadway's Sister Act, that is playing at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University, playing this week, November 13th through December 2nd. We have the link for BroadwayInChicago.org on our website where you can get tickets. But man, this is going to be, some habits are going to be kicked up in Sister Act. So Jerry Nunn sitting down with Chicago's very own award-winning Hollis Resnick.
Hey, it's Jerry Nunn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm excited to talk to you.
Yes.
Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in Toronto. We opened officially here. We've been here for 5 weeks, and I go home to Chicago on Monday, and then we open there on the 12th, I believe.
Oh my gosh. Whirlwind.
Yeah.
Don't you love Toronto? I went there last year. I just loved it.
Yeah, it's a great city. Big international city. Yeah, and the crowds here have been wonderful. I mean, it's been, just been packed, sold out here.
Good. So that was the first stop for you, right? This is your first.
Yes, we teched in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which was actually a lovely city, and we did two public previews there.
Okay.
And then we packed up and we came here to Toronto and opened officially here and been doing very well.
Now, how did you hear about the audition to be in the show? How did all that happen?
My agent called me, and I actually was in the middle of doing Angels in America at the time, and I was not about to fly to New York City to audition for this, so I just put myself on tape.
Okay.
And I got the job off of the tape, which is sort of unusual.
Yeah, it's happening a lot, though. I'm hearing that from a lot of people. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way of the world now.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
well,
I just couldn't get there to New York to audition.
Yeah, congrats on that. So.
Thank you.
And now you're going to be touring all over the place after Chicago, too, right?
Yeah, it's a national tour. We're in Chicago, then we go to Florida for 2 months, then we do, like, Boston, Philly, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, you know, and then the West Coast later on, and yeah.
Yeah, so you've done several of these tours.
Yeah, I have. This is my fourth national tour, so I've seen the country many times over, but I really enjoy it. I mean, traveling is not the easiest thing, but, you know, there's a lot of payoffs as well. It's a great cast, and the creative team has been wonderful, so.
Yeah, I met your co-star, Torreya, is that how you say her name, Torreya? I met her after the preview. I saw the little preview in Millennium Park for Sister Act.
Oh, you met Torreya?
Yeah. Yeah, she was great.
Oh, she's an amazing singer. She's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And they went to Sidetrack after to drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How fun!
Yeah, totally. So how much is the... Oh, had you seen the Broadway version of this show?
I saw the closing performance, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah. And it's a show that's really, you know, it's great for the family. It's very indicative of 1978. It's a wonderful score. Mm-hmm. It really takes you back to that time period. I don't know, you know, I grew up then, so, and it has lots of, you know, mirror balls and disco and,
fun.
You know, sequins and, you know, because that was 1978.
Yeah, and is it similar to the movie in a lot of ways? Or?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Except this group of, you know, we have these wonderful singing nuns that do this wonderful arm choreography, and they're a sight to see.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking about wearing my nun's outfit to the opening.
Okay.
Because my last name is nun. My last name is nun, and I have a website, nunontherun.com, so... No, I wear it every once in a while. I pull it out of the mothballs. So.
Okay, good. You'll fit right in.
Yeah. And you're just so, you know, ingrained in Chicago. Did you, you didn't grow up here, right? You moved from Ohio to Chicago?
Yes, I grew up just outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. And then what advice would you give to Chicago actors? I mean, you've been able to make a complete living in Chicago.
Oh, well, Chicago is such a great theater town. And there's been such an influx of talent going there because theater communities are popping up all the time, and the theater scene has expanded so much since I first got to town. I say stay there and keep it growing and nurture that artistic community because it is one of the finest in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you won 10 Jeff Awards, which is huge. I mean, that's amazing.
I've won, I think, 11.
Oh. All right. Nice.
You don't have to look in there. Yeah. I don't know. I won
I won an ensemble award with La Mancha. I think people don't count that.
Okay, we'll count it.
Okay.
And have you had a favorite show or a favorite, moment, I guess, in your Chicago?
Well, I can't. I just love the last couple things I did there. I love doing Candide. I love doing Angels in America, and I love doing Follies. Mm. I mean, all three of them were extremely big high points in my career there. Mm-hmm. With three wonderful, incredible directors, three incredible casts, three entirely different mm-hmm. roles. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just able to expand so much mm-hmm. in my work there.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, that's good.
I'm just so lucky for the opportunity.
So it sounds like you're riding on top right now, then. That's great.
I've been so blessed. Mm-hmm. So blessed.
Mm-hmm. Is this role, Mother Superior, what's your take on her? What do you think?
Well, I adore her. You know, she's a wonderful, spiritual, mm-hmm. caring woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has a bite to her, certainly, but, you know, the great thing about the show is that she always has these lovely little conversations with God, mm-hmm. which I really enjoy, and mm-hmm. she, you know, cares very much about her parish and her sisters, and then it's just interesting to see how she deals with the struggle of this new personality that comes in, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes change, but, you know, everybody knows the ending of this, so mm-hmm. you just want to go for the ride and get to the end where it's just so uplifting.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Well, tell me about this tango. You're very into tango.
I'm into Argentine tango, yes, I have to say. I have taken up Argentine tango very seriously.
Huh.
It's amazing art form. Uh-huh. I think every actor should learn how to tango because it's all about listening and responding and being passionate in the moment. And it's just opened a whole new world for me. Wonderful friends. I've done lessons here in Toronto. I love it. No. You know, I'm a doer, though. You know, I don't sit home and watch TV, even though there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, I stay very active. I play a lot of tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I go to the gym.
Yeah.
And now I Argentine tango. And, you know, it's going to take me years to get good because it's unbelievable.
A workout, I'm sure,
It's not really a workout. It's more about surrendering and allowing oneself to be taken on a physical and emotional journey with this music. It's like I said, it's very, very akin to an actor's process in many ways.
Yeah, but then wouldn't you love to incorporate it into a show sometime? Where it's...
Yes, I would definitely love to do that. That's in the back of my mind.
Is there a role that you're dying to, you just haven't done yet?
Well, in musical theater, no, not really. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've always wanted to do The Visit, the play.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of plays I still want to do.
Yeah, awesome.
So.
And so, how long is the run here in Chicago for Sister Act?
It's 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
We'll be there for 3 weeks, so I encourage everybody to come down and see it. It's at the Auditorium Theater.
Yeah.
Great acoustics. It's over the holidays. And, it's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
It really is fun.
Well, I'm glad Chicago's a stop on your tour and you get to be
home. Me too. Be home for a little while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's always enjoyable to get home for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, I look forward to, you know, seeing you at the opening.
Yeah. So. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey,
kiss Chicago for me.
All right.
And I'll be there soon. Best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you. All right,
bye. See you later.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY. Well, be sure to get your tickets to Sister Act. It's playing the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University, 50 East Congress Parkway, November 13th through December 2nd only. And if you're listening in another city, Sister Act may be coming to a city near you. So check out the official Sister Act website, which is sisteractbroadway.com. And you can find out where the tour is headed because... it is going all around the U.S. of A., and it may be coming to a city near you. Well, everybody, I hope you have a great, great week. Next week,
Mitchell Fain and I are doing something I've wanted to do my entire life. We are going to see Olivia Newton-John. So Mitchell Fain and I will be on next week having sat in the presence of ONJ. OMG! I cannot believe it. I'm so excited. Ugh, it's almost like Christmas, but it's happening in November. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.